Lord, I thirst for you, and I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait on you. Jesus, draw me nearer, draw me nearer in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, I thirst for you, and I long to be in your presence. My soul will wait on you. Jesus, draw me nearer, draw me nearer in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait on you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness.
Hi, welcome to Freedom in Christ Teaching Ministry, where iron sharpeneth iron. My name is Evangelist Sybil A. Wiltz, the servant of the Most High God. On today, we are going to be studying, Have You Received the Holy Ghost Since Ye Believed? The question is this: how do you know when you are filled with the Spirit? How do you know if the Spirit of God is dwelling in you? The answer is, you will know this by the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, there are three places in the Bible that gives you a witness. The Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. But I'm going to give you three witnesses in the Word of God, which changeth not, where you will know that the evidence of having the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. We're going to start with Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2 verse 4 is the first witness in the Word that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues. Now we go to Acts 10. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So here we have the second witness in the Word of God. Acts 10 verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues. Okay, then we go to Acts 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were above 12. Now here is the third witness. Acts 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues. So here you have it. You have three witnesses in the Word of God telling you that each time anyone received the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues. So when the Word of God witnesses itself, there's nothing more you can add to nor take away from it. All you have to do is just accept it. Now, I want to share with you this. When you have faith to believe for a house or a car, it is manifested because you live in the house and drive the car. Why is it when it comes to being filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, folk confess for years they have it by faith, but never have the manifestation thereof, which is speaking in tongues. Now, some may say that speaking in tongues is not the only evidence. They say my life has changed. Repentance brings about a change in your life. The Bible instructs us to repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Just because you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior does not mean you are automatically filled with the Holy Ghost. When you have faith to believe God for the Holy Ghost, the manifestation that you have received it will be that you spoke in tongues. Amen. Now you may ask this question. Why is it important for you to have the Holy Ghost? Well, in Romans 8, verse 9, it reads thus, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So, the reason why it is important for you to have the Holy Ghost is that if you don't have it, you do not belong to Christ. So, my question is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed, or, as some say, since you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? The scriptures is there for our learning. So, we must believe the scriptures. Amen.